brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bum, 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 bum. All right. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex Jones. And I'll be here all week. We got a jam-packed week. Plenty of guests. Plenty of news, actually. Plenty of things that Alex hasn't covered. I came down here Thursday, and pretty much by Friday, I was helping out on the Obama film. And I got to tell you, I'm excited about this film because so many people are fooled by this guy. And I know that Alex has been harping on it, but this is what's coming for the future, and I think it really, really needs to be discussed. I mean, when people like, I ignored it when Joe Biden said there was going to be some huge crisis and mark my words, Obama will be tested. I ignored it. I thought, you know, he's just rhetoric and election trying to get elected. But when I saw the Colin Powell clip, and I've been kind of out of the loop, where Colin Powell gives a date of January 20th or 21st, or I'm sorry, it's 21st or 22nd. A crisis that the people just don't even know about yet. That perked my ears up. Because what you have here, first of all, Biden is a total establishment candidate. And to prove that, I mean, some of Biden's ideas are simply just unbelievable. In the 90s, he wrote an article for the Wall Street Journal. I believe it was in 1992. I'm grabbing it right now. And it was called How I Learned to Love the New World Order. Now, basically, he tries to pose the position that if you're pro-liberty, pro-constitution, you're an isolationist, and that's not how things are going to get done. Basically, he's a total globalist. He's CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. And there's this Mao quote I want to find here. I printed it out. It's unbelievable. Basically says that we have to be slicker than Mao ever was in order to do this. He's basically saying we can't go down the barrel of a gun all the way. He talks about Dick Cheney. He's very, 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 very critical of Pat Buchanan's positions in the early 90s. So this is an establishment guy. He knows damn well what's going on. I mean, he asked Judge Roberts about how he was going to rule when he had to decide whether human beings should be taking a chip or not. That's right, a chip, a track and trace government chip. And then it got even more Minority Report. And we're going to play that in 1 second. I got it pulled up right here. And he said, you're also going to be ruling, mark my words, on whether we can scan people's brains to see if they're going to commit a crime. So let's play that clip really quick. It's a quick clip. We don't have any audio.
His body to track his...
Oh, there we
can...
go.
A microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that.
And really, that was not that long ago. I think that's about 3 or 4 years ago when Roberts was confirmed for the Supreme Court. And why do I harp on Biden in the beginning? Well, Biden's over in Pakistan amid the India tensions, the Mumbai attacks, the fact that we're now demonizing Pakistan a little bit. But I want to read you this article out of Yahoo News. Pakistan said Friday that it sent feedback and information to India about the Mumbai attacks. And Joe Biden came here to underscore how seriously the incoming U.S. administration takes the terror threat from South Asia. Yeah, that's why you're meeting with the head of the ISI. You know, the ISI, again, had their hands all over 9/11. New Delhi recently said it gave Islamabad a dossier of evidence linking the Mumbai attacks to Pakistan, but it was unclear if Pakistan's feedback related directly to that dossier. So basically, he went there to, you know, reestablish CIA connections so they can cover this whole thing up. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Please, I've come with a message of information. a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The New World Order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the New World Order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are back. And Joe Biden is in Pakistan now, basically trying to cover up the ISI and CIA role in the Mumbai attacks. Let me just show you how closely associated they are in the next few paragraphs of this article out of Yahoo News. Biden visits Pakistan amid India tensions. Jilani told reporters that the CIA had played an intermediary role and that Pakistan's premier spy agency, the Inter Services Intelligence, had reviewed the information from India. He gave a few other details. An intermediary role. Now, they set them up. They've controlled them heavily since the late 70s. I mean, British intelligence set them up in the late 40s. So really, they've been heavily controlled the entire time. India gave 52 pages of information to the CIA that was passed to the ISI, and the Pakistani agency gave feedback and information that was handed to India in return, Jilani said. The America CIA and Pakistani ISI have an old working relationship. If any information is required, we are ready to cooperate. All right. Now, the Pakistani ISI and the CIA have their hands all over the Mumbai attacks. You send a guy like Joe Biden in there, who really, he's known about the Pakistan role in this intelligence forever. He gets on the floor. In fact, yeah, he brought up the clip already. Great job, Jaron. See, this guy reads my mind on what I want to play next. And basically, Joe Biden is well aware that the Pakistani ISI carries out black ops, false flag terrorism. See, it's called plausible deniability. So what they do in, say, a 9/11 case is they fund the hijackers through the ISI. You know, Muhammad Atta was caught taking a $100,000 wire transfer from the ISI, the head of the ISI, through Omar Syed Sheikh, who had his hands all over the Daniel Pearl murder. Supposedly, according to Benazir Bhutto, before she was murdered, somehow assassinated Osama bin Laden. That was on the BBC, never to be played again. So, again, this is a cloak and dagger network in the Middle East, and Joe Biden is well aware of it. In fact, on 9/12, he got on the floor of the Senate, and he threatened Pakistan, saying that they were pretending to be our friends. He met with the head of the Pakistani ISI while he was in Washington, D.C. the week of 9/11. And that same gentleman, General Mahmoud Ahmed, was also meeting with the likes of George Tenet, the then head of the CIA. And then on the morning of 9/11, of course, he's having breakfast with the two co-chairs of the initial congressional investigation, Porter Gross and Bob Graham. So let's play the teaser from my film, Fabled Enemies. You can get it right now at Infowars.com, where you can really see Joe Biden and his knowledge of the Pakistani ISI.
Senator Joe Biden, who had also met with the head of the Pakistani ISI, would have harsh words on the Senate floor.
And the word should go out to those who pretend that they wish to be our friends, that they're going to have to make some very difficult choices. Pakistan in particular is going to have to make a very difficult choice very soon. Words will not be sufficient. Actions will be demanded.
When Biden was confronted, he confirmed his meeting with Ahmed, saying Pakistani intelligence was indeed funding the Taliban.
Sir, Red Sox Nation. In the days following 9/11, you met with the head of Pakistani ISI, General Muhammad Ahmed. It has since come to light that he ordered Syed Sheikh to wire $100,000 to Muhammad Atta. Why was he allowed to go back to Pakistan, and why wasn't he questioned, and why were you meeting with him?
I met with him to deliver a message that if he didn't stop supporting the Taliban, we would take him out.
Why did we let him go? We let him fly freely. We never investigated him. We never even looked into him.
Look, there's a thing called diplomatic passports. We did not arrest Khrushchev when he came.
But he financed the hijackers, and let him go, and he's free. He hijacked
No one knew he financed the hijackers.
It's wired.
Get reported.
He would later state that the information was indeed classified.
How did you know the ISI was helping the Taliban, sir? How did you know they're helping them out? Is it classified?
So there you have it. And I want to read this quote from his article back in the 90s in the Wall Street Journal, How I Learned to Love the New World Order. Most Americans, myself included, reject the 1930s style isolationism. They expect to see the strong hand of American leadership in world affairs, and they know that an economic retreat would yield nothing other than a lower standard of living. You hear that? They understand further that many security threats, here are the security threats, the spread of high-tech weapons, environmental degradation, okay, it's all about global warming, getting you ready for a carbon tax even in the early 90s, and tell you, I mean, that's their plan, overpopulation. Okay, so who are we going to kill? What do you mean overpopulation? I mean, it's not just about birth control. When you run eugenics programs in Africa, and you allow these third world nations to have, you know, high child mortality rates, the spread of disease, improper care, you send in people to immunize them for quote unquote malaria, and then you sterilize 100,000 people. In fact, I'm going to have to get that article. That's an old school article. I mean, we accidentally sterilized all these people. Sure you did. So again, high-tech weapons, environmental degradation, overpopulation. The next one's narcotics trafficking. Well, who ships in all the drugs? We do. We do. And that's another thing. You know, Barry Seal and all those guys get caught. Some of them come clean, say that they're running drugs from South America in exchange for weapons that they're bringing down there. And then Seal goes public, and they try to make him out like a hero that he was working to entrap Noriega. Noriega is a 26-year CIA asset. And then Seal gets gunned down later, assassinated. Narcotics trafficking, migration require global solutions. See, everything's about globalization. Here's the part I really like. What about America as Globocop? First, our 21st century strategy has to be a shade more clever than Mao Zedong, and that power became from the barrel of a gun. It just has to be a little more clever than Mao's philosophy. Because, again, the CIA funded and backed Mao. Unbelievable. Power also emanates from a solid bank of balance, the ability to dominate and penetrate markets, and the economic leverage to wield diplomatic clout. So also have to have control of the economy. Biden is bad news Brown, and he's a likable guy. It's really unfortunate, folks. And I, you know what? I want to give a shout-out before I forget to BL. I don't know if he's listening, but folks, the only reason that we're able to get some of these news clips, a lot of them aren't on the Internet, is because, you know, some of you listeners out there tape C-SPAN for us, tape CNN Headline News, tape O'Reilly for us, and you send us DVDs. And that's what we're really in the middle of doing, is going through all these DVDs, and I've been capturing so much Obama stuff. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I don't want to spoil too much of the Obama stuff that we've captured, but folks, if you're not listening, he says he's going to send more troops into Afghanistan. You see, when they say that they're going to get rid of all the troops in Iraq, that's not true. What they're going to do is they're going to redeploy most of them to Afghanistan. They're going to keep a certain number of them in there, and they'll probably bring in some kind of a NATO or Blackwater force to regulate further. And really, that's been one of the plans all along, is to create a Eurasian Union out of this. You know, people like Brzezinski have wrote about it for years. I mean, people like Brzezinski were on the Obama advisory team for his election, and they're the same guys that literally brought you al-Qaeda, trained the Mujahideen, radicalized them. You know, the same guys that were involved in, you know, turning Osama bin Laden into an asset for the CIA. And the list goes on. So, you know, the Obama thing, it's just totally amazing to me. Before he was on Letterman, he went on Letterman on September 10th of this year. And he gave a pretty, you know, it's a lighthearted back and forth. You could tell Letterman was a supporter. Letterman even brings up 9/11 and, you know, from what I understand, there was a breakdown of many of the systems, and really, Obama really whitewashes the whole thing. He like half agrees with Dave, but says, you know, any president under that stress, and we could have never foreseen it. You know, the standard liberal, I'm not really going to look at any of the hard questions answer. But when he was a senator, he went on there, and he talked about building a world order. And, of course, he went to Berlin, Germany, and gave a speech this year where he talked about global citizenship and we're all going to have to come together and do our part. And, you know, even in his acceptance speech, he said, you know, I am going to call on you, and you're going to have to help me and give service to this country and sacrifice. So, you know, get ready for this movie. Let's play the clip of, unfortunately, at the end, the guy repeats world order a couple of times. We can't find the clip clean. In fact, there you go, listeners. I could really use some help. If you can give me Obama's first appearance on Letterman, I'd really appreciate it. Obama calls for a world order.
The way we're going to win over the long term is not just militarily. We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like.
Yeah, unfortunately, why do people do that? You kill me with that. But again, you know, he's basically telling the people of the Middle East that we're going to have to give them a stake in this new world order. You know, in fact, in this How I Learned to Love the New World Order speech, Dick Cheney is quoted about the new world order in it as well. But he was a huge new world order proponent. You know, for my new film I'm working on, Invisible Empire, I have this clip where Dick Cheney basically goes before the UN and signs a document on the New World Order, and what's her name? I think it's Connie Chung. Yeah, what's it? Maury's wife there. She's the one reporting it. But the New World Order doesn't exist, you know? It's just a figment of my imagination. Apparently, Joe Biden can write articles about it, Dick Cheney can be quoted on it and sign documents about it, but I'm the kook. Coming up after this, Colin Powell warns us all about January 21st and 22nd.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of a new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. I'm Jason Burmes. I'll be sitting in all week. Alex Jones taking a much-deserved vacation with his family. I wish him the best. And it's the new year. We got a new president coming in. He'll be sworn in. I think it's just over a week now. I think, what's today, the 11th? Am I totally missing the day? It's going to be soon enough. And people like Colin Powell, is it the 13th? Am I that far off? 12th. Oh, it's the 12th. So, yeah, what do we got? We got 8 days. We got one day over a week. That is correct. And first of all, when I'm watching him actually get into office, I mean, again, we're going through the tapes. People are talking about how his transition team was ready since May. They knew somehow they were going to be president since May. All right. And then, of course, we know that Obama goes to the Bilderberg meeting right after he's chosen as the Democratic nominee. He goes there with Hillary. I mean, come on, folks. If you're naive enough to believe that Obama ditched his entire press corps, okay, had his aide basically sweating bullets trying to make up some kind of a lie of where they were. They put out disinfo that they're at Hillary's house. They have to admit that's a lie. And then later the story is, oh, we were at Dianne Feinstein's house. No, they were at the Bilderberg meeting with 144 of the world's elites and a few that are off the record, people like Henry Kissinger, people like David Rockefeller, people like Greenspan, Condoleezza Rice. I could go on. And David Gergen kind of called it during that secret meeting as I was going over the footage. He says, well, you know, whether or not it's over the vice presidency, there's a very good chance she could be Secretary of State. And, of course, that's exactly what she's going to be. So it really does worry me. And they also said that Obama was going to come out with some executive orders out of the gates. Well, that's pretty crazy. I mean, and it's all over the news. Now people are being prepped. Finally, the news is telling you this is the worst economic situation since the Great Depression. I'm seeing that everywhere. You know, Alex Jones called it years and years and years ago. He warned you as they, you know, inflated the dollar to nothing, gave you a fiat currency, basically took away all the values, invested in foreign assets, robbed your pensions, took away the entire industrial market here. We don't make anything anymore. And really the last thing we did make is cars. And it looks like ultimately that's going to go under as well. I believe Toyota, the Japanese car company, posted its first loss since the 50s. All right, when Japan is hurting on their deal. In fact, I got an article right here how bad it is. Where is that article? Right here. Manufacturing slumps at fastest pace since 1981. You know, I know a lot of you guys are living in the past, but 1981 was now 28 years ago. Okay? Almost 30 years ago. This is out of Reuters, by the way. Factory output slumped in November at its fastest annual pace since 1981, increasing the likelihood that the economy shrank sharply at the end of 2008 and faces a deep recession in 2009. The Office for National Statistics said on Friday manufacturing output was 7.4% lower than a year earlier, its biggest fall since June of 1981, when Britain was in the throes of the industrial meltdown that disseminated its car industry, decimated its car industry and coal mines. Yeah, see, our car industry is over with. It's done. Production was down 2.9% in November alone, the biggest monthly fall since one off-plant closure for the Queen's Jubilee of the summer of 2002, and more than four times the drop forecast by economics polled by Reuters. Yeah, see, these guys, these economists, these economists need a job. They need to be able to comment for Reuters, for CNN. So, of course, they're not going to play it up as bad as this. You know, at least Cramer goes off a little bit for as bad as this, but he's telling people to reinvest in the market. Market's dead. It's about gold and silver. I mean, gold's taking a little bit of a hit right now, but you get it while it's cheap, because it's always going to have a value. You know, silver's taken a little bit of a hit over the last few years. Guess what? Get it while it's cheap, because it's going to still have value. I mean, quite frankly, and I hope I'm wrong about this, when Colin Powell talks about a crisis that the American people don't know about on the 21st or 22nd, imagine if it was a total and complete collapse of the dollar and it was a restructuring of our economic system. There might be some serious, serious riots going on in the streets. But Obama might bring us together. I mean, after all, I can get a T-shirt at the mall with his face on it. And not a Yes We Can T-shirt, like I said. It's not a Vote For Me T-shirt. It's the new hip wear. When I flew in, the guy's wearing the Obama Ruby hat. So on the other side, we're going to play this Colin Powell clip. I keep hyping up. And we're also going to take your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Out your window when I'm leaving, I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. It's hard to come in on Johnny Cash. It's good tunes. But I'll tell you what's not good times. It's people like Madeleine Albright saying we're in for a crisis. People like Joe Biden saying we're in for a crisis. And really, the spookiest one is the Colin Powell giving a date. Not, you know, 2 months down the line or 3 months down the line, something's going to happen. But an actual date. An actual date of when of when this thing is going to go down. The 21st or 22nd, apparently, there's a crisis that nobody even knows about yet. Well, the only thing that I can, you know, who knows? Maybe I'm way off here, but seeing we're actually hearing people talk about economic crisis, Bush went on the news last night and looked like he was going to cry, basically. And, oh, I made some mistakes. I can't believe this happened under my watch. Forgive me. Forgive me. Whatever. He's just going to be golfing in Dubai in the next few months, I'm sure. So let's play the clip. Let's play Powell telling us that there's going to be some kind of a crisis. It can only be economic in my mind.
I would start with talking to the American people and talking to the world and conveying a new image of American leadership, a new image of America's role in the world. the problems will always be there, and there's going to be a crisis come along on the 21st or 22nd of January that we don't even know about right now.
All right. Now, that's spooky to me. So, I'm not saying, I'm not calling for Armageddon. I'm not saying everything in the world is going to collapse, but I really think that there is going to be something. I mean, if it's not on the 21st or 22nd, possibly the end of January, the beginning of February, and, you know, in the economic turmoil we're in, maybe they're just going to say, you know what, Social Security's gone. We're keeping it all. That wouldn't shock me either. All right. I want to shift gears a little bit. I've harped on Obama. We've got a movie coming out. It's going to be awesome. You're really going to see behind the scenes. I mean, you know what? We should play one more Obama clip before we get off the subject, because I mentioned that, you know, Obama and Hillary met in Bilderberg. That's probably where it was decided whether she was going to be Secretary of State or not, where her role was going to be in the administration. And one of the big Bilderbergers out there is a guy named Henry Kissinger. You may have heard of him. Okay. Mr. Kissinger was on CNBC last week. And actually, you know what? Just play the clip. Let's hear what Mr. Kissinger has to say about Obama and what he should be doing. Remember, this is a Bilderberger.
The president-elect is coming into office at a moment when there are upheavals in many parts of the world simultaneously. You have India, Pakistan. You have the jihadist movement. So he can't really say that it's one problem, that it's the most important one. But he can give a new impetus to American foreign policy, partly because the reception of him is so extraordinary around the world. I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period, when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't such a crisis.
Are you confident about the people, President Obama?
All right, there you go. So, again, I mean, Kissinger's been pulling for a new world order since the 70s. He's saying that this is yet another great opportunity for a new world order. You notice that it has a nexus point with the India and Pakistan situation, and of course the jihadist movement that they created. Let me say it again, that they created by radicalizing the freedom fighters into the Mujahideen, into quote unquote Al Qaeda. All right, which is really just a CIA database file name for the base. Okay, that's just the database on all the Mujahideen fighters. You didn't know that? I mean, it's pretty common knowledge. I know people like to stay in their childlike state of ignorance and really just worry about their new iPhone app. You know, you can drink a beer on the iPhone. You ever seen it? Who cares? It's absolutely ridiculous. But you tell them something like this that, you know, Barack Obama is not good for America, that he's an internationalist, that he's somebody who's meant to bring us together and bring us into a North American Union, a new global currency, possibly. It'll probably be a North American currency, but possibly a global currency. Who knows? Who knows what these people will do? All right, I want to shift gears. When I saw this today, you know, I was just... For some reason, I wanted to bring up, you know, the genetic modifications, what they're doing, because this is a new scientific society. I mean, when Joe Biden talks about microchips and brain scans, that's not the only thing around. And we'll play the video probably when we actually get on the air, because I want you to actually see this. But I'm gonna read the article. Now, this one is out of National Geographic, but there's also an MSNBC article. We'll talk about that later. Glowing pig passes genes to piglets. Now, I think it was about 3 years back, I remember watching Countdown with Olbermann, and all of a sudden I saw these pigs that were glowing in the dark. And what they had done is they injected them with jellyfish DNA, and it made them glow. You know, these things were chimeras, and a chimera is the genetic splicing of more than one organism. And I was just like, whoa. And this is the public stuff. This is the stuff they're showing you. This is the stuff that's fun and out in the open. Well, turns out that these clone pigs have reproduced, and you bet they passed those genes on, and now we have a species of glow-in-the-dark piglets. A clone pig whose genes were altered to make it glow fluorescent green has passed on the trait to its young, a development that could lead to future breeding of pigs for human transplant organs, a Chinese university reported. See, back in 02 and 03, they were saying that they were going to use pig organs that were slightly mutated, for organ transplants to human beings. And I'm not against that. But when you make a pig glow in the dark just for the sake of it glowing in the dark, something might be wrong there. Two of the 11 piglets glow fluorescent green from their snouts, trotters, and tongues under ultraviolet light, according to the Northeast Agricultural University, located in the city of Harbin. Okay, so only two of 11. That's interesting. Their mother was one of the three pigs born with a trait in December 2006 after pig embryos were injected with fluorescent green protein. Continued development of this technology can be applied to the production of special pigs for the production of human organs for transplant. See, I would imagine that they've probably gone a long way from going public 5 or 6 years ago, but that technology, see, it's just like cancer research. They've got plenty of cancer treatments out there that actually do work, but they're suppressed. I mean, when a guy in Erie, Pennsylvania, down Kansas, can come up with a way to make, you know what, that's, we got to pull that clip up too, because no one's going to believe me. I think I've discussed it before. We're going to talk about John Kansas. This guy was a former radio broadcaster. He was an engineer, and he got cancer. And in the middle of the night, he came up with an idea to make a frequency machine to kill his cancer out of his wife's pie pans. Okay, just type in saltwater burns, and it'll come up in YouTube. And basically, he injected himself with a metal particle, and he put himself through the machine, and it killed the cancer cells, leaving the other cells fine. Now, why aren't we talking about this research? Why isn't this all over the place? Well, Joe Biden told you in his little article, How I Learned to Love the New World Order, when he talked about overpopulation. Even with all their little eugenics programs and all their depopulation programs and their mercury in the vaccine and their SV40, that's simian virus 40, it causes cancer in apes and other hominids, basically human beings. And they put this stuff in there, and they soft kill us. It's not even funny. It's sick. That's why autism's up. That's why the population's so dumb. They fluoridate the water. I mean, these are real eugenics programs being carried out on the population as a whole, not just you and me, but really even worse in other areas. And they suppress all this technology, you know, this clean energy, free energy. Do you really think they want people to have free energy? No, it's another tool of control. They want to control your consumption of how much heat you can have in your home. That's what carbon credits are about. It's the next level of this. All right, let's play this clip right now. This is it right here, I believe. Go for it.
Instead of paying almost $4 for gas, how would you like to run your car on salt water? Now, it may sound crazy, but wait until you see what a local inventor has come up with that could change the world. And as Channel 3's Michael Barra shows us, that's not all he's trying to do.
Retired TV station owner and broadcast engineer John Kansas was not looking for an answer to the energy crisis. He was looking for a way to cure cancer. 4 years ago, inspiration struck in the middle of the night. Why not use radio waves to kill the cancer cells?
And the best thing that would work as antennas was what I could find at 3 o'clock in the morning was my wife's pie pants.
His wife, Marianne, heard the noise and found her husband inventing a radio frequency generator using her pie pans.
I got up immediately and thought he'd lost it.
Here are the basics of John's idea. Radio waves will heat certain metals, like gold. Tiny bits of that metal are injected into a cancer patient. Those nanoparticles are attracted to the abnormalities of the cancer cell and ignore the healthy cells. The patient is then exposed to radio waves, and only the bad cells heat up and die. Killing cancer cells is amazing, but John had also stumbled on yet another amazing breakthrough.
All right, pause it right there. Killing cancer cells is amazing. You think it's amazing? Should this not be all over the news? Shouldn't this be front page? Of course it's not going to be front page because they need depopulation programs. Cancer is a huge industry. G. Edward Griffin exposed that in A World Without Cancer. You know, I mean, this is literally a multi-billion, maybe even a trillion-dollar industry worldwide. So guess what? They're not going to cure cancer anytime soon. This guy did it in his garage. Let's see what else he can do, because that is amazing.
Salt water. John Kansas discovered that his radio frequency generator could release the oxygen and hydrogen from salt water and create an incredibly intense flame.
Just like that. If that was inside a car cylinder, you could see the amount of fire that would be in the cylinder. I can put my hand in here.
Put your hand into the beam, nothing happens. Put in a fluorescent bulb and it lights up immediately. At the APV Company Laboratory in Akron, top engineers have checked out John's amazing invention and they were amazed.
And we saw it go up to 1,500 degrees centigrade, the temperature. And it's incredible.
This simple Stirling engine is running with the heat generated by the flames coming off that test tube. The fuel, nothing more than salt water.
Well, that could be a steam engine, a steam turbine. Could be a car engine if you wanted it to be.
That's the true American innovator. Someone that is not looking for something, he just finds it.
This is the most abundant element in the world, water. And salt water is everywhere. And to see it burn actually gives me chills.
So imagine the possibilities. Salt water as the ultimate clean fuel, a happy byproduct of one man searching for a cure for cancer. In Erie, Pennsylvania, Mike O'Mara, Channel 3 News.
The happy byproduct of a man searching for the cure for cancer. I mean, all right. Now, again, this makes the local news. You haven't seen it on any national news, have you? I wonder why. I mean, Ford made an entire car out of hemp, I think in the 30s. And can you imagine that? I couldn't imagine. It's on YouTube. You can look at it. You know, God bless the internet, and that's why the elites are moving so quickly to try to bring an internet to an internet regulation, and they censor, you know, Alex Jones's videos. I've caught them censoring my videos time and time again. No, Fabled Enemies was number one on 9/11 and then just disappeared from the charts. If you ever go look it up, you know, in the top 100 or whatever, it's usually in the most shared or most viewed in the cached section. But it gets pulled down all the time. Why are they doing this? Well, they don't want this information to get out there. They don't want a revelation of the mind, really. They don't want people to figure it out that, you know, this system of Republican, Democrat is false. Liberal, conservative is false. And there's really, in my mind anyway, there's only good and evil. Everybody's, oh, there's shades of gray, Jason. Well, of course there's shades of gray. This is the real world. But unfortunately, I don't think there's shades of gray when it comes to our Constitution and Bill of Rights. I think that they're there for a reason. If there is something that really needs to be changed in our society, it's supposed to be through a constitutional amendment. Instead, we have these executive orders and these national security policies that nobody gets to see except for the upper echelon of, you know, the elite, who really determine what these policies are in secret meetings, you know, Bilderberg being one of them. Really, the way I look at it is that Bilderberg is a precursor to what they actually distribute to the larger, the outer ring. One of the inner rings would be the Bilderberg Group, about 144 members. And they bring a couple guests. They have Obama come in. They have Hillary come in. They discuss, you know, what's going to go on in domestic and foreign politics, really global politics on the whole, and what each person's role in that is going to be. Then a few months down the line, many of these people attend the Bohemian Club, the Bohemian Grove two-week get-together. Now, this gives them a little more time to make relationships and disperse the agenda to an outer rung of 3,000 members. And, of course, compartmentalize the information. They'll keep some of their information to themselves and tell them what they can tell other people. And then from that 3,000, after that two-week, you know, boys camp, what a sick word for that, they go and they disperse the agenda to their underlings. And that's how this works. You know, that's how this Leviathan stays active. You know, that's how the media is all reporting the same thing. I'm watching the election night and the MSNBC commercial with all the top anchors. It's MSNBC. Change is here. Like they're glomming on to the buzzwords that they made popular. In fact, Colbert is spot on. When he had Colbert had John King on the show last week. I think it was like on the 5th. And John King's a longtime CNN anchor. And, well, you know what? Just play the clip. Let's play it up. Colbert makes a great satirical point of what's going on.
Congratulate you and the rest of the media on getting Obama elected. You must feel very proud. If your point is that perhaps Barack Obama is in for a new world order, I think you are correct. But are you going to go
easy
on him?
All right, let's cut it right there. Are you going to go easy on him? Of course you're going to go easy on him. Colbert is dead on. The media did get him elected, but really the powers that be got somebody who was a state senator in 2004, served one term in the U.S. Senate, and got him elected president. How did that happen? Come on. It wasn't an accident, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Vermes. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverInc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverInc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Song. You think about the woman, the girl you knew the night before. But your powers will soon be wandering the way they always do.
All right, we are back.
16 hours.
Metallica, Tough to Interrupt. Some 9/11 news I wanted to bring up before the end of the hour. Hit a lot of gamuts today. The Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, Pentagon and Shanksville 9/11 records exempt from disclosure. Now, Aiden, over at 9/11 Blogger, really does a lot of FOIAs and should be commended for his work as a 9/11 truth researcher, among many others over there that do great stuff. But he puts in an FOIA, I think, every day. You know, he gets responses sometimes twice a week. And it's because of people like him, you know, eventually things will be declassified and a little bit more light will be shed on the subject. In fact, you know, we've talked about Biden a lot here. Biden, when talking to the student scholars for 9/11 Truth, he was asked about Abel Danger. Of course, Biden is very well aware of Abel Danger. He was one of the few people that attended the Abel Danger hearings. I think one of less than five people. Those hearings were, I believe, chaired by Arlen Specter. He headed them. And he knows all about this this international spy ring. He's probably a part of it. And he acts like the dumb guy. I believe there's one point where he's like, oh, I can't for the life of me figure out why we're gagging these guys. Why aren't we letting these guys talk? Oh, it's wild. I can't believe we would do this. Well, it's pretty evident why. I mean, he actually says to the student scholars that a lot will be coming out about 9/11. He thinks, oh, well, don't worry, a lot's going to be disclosed. So, you know, I think it'll be more LIHOP stuff, more limited hangout stuff, you know, more international connection stuff. You're going to see Pakistan probably demonized eventually. That's kind of the plan. They love to play buddies with the Middle East when it suits them. When it doesn't suit them, obviously it's not the same deal. So these Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, Pentagon and Shanksville 9/11 records exempt from disclosure. And they give a number of reasons why. Oh, it's part of a criminal investigation. Really? A criminal investigation. So the latest guys they're blaming over at Gitmo with their military tribunal that nobody gets to see. People are crying foul. Where are these actual, where's the trials and the evidence that the people get to see? It obviously wasn't the 9/11 Commission. In fact, I believe that Zelikow admitted that he had an outline for the entire report before the commission even started. Not that he didn't have time to write that cover up since the commission didn't start until 400 plus days after the attacks. And then it was severely restricted. A ton of insiders put in there. So, you know, again, I commend people like Aiden. Without them, there, you know, there would not be as much light shed on the subject. Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, Pentagon and Shanksville 9/11 records exempt from disclosure. You know, didn't they actually say that the Shanksville remains are over in Iron Mountain, in an underground facility, along with all these other supposed treasures? I thought they were supposed to do an actual report on what happened there. That's what they do with every other plane crash. Weird. It's the Alex Jones Show. I want to encourage people to go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv right now and check out Fabled Enemies.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.